Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, March 28th, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple has announced that its long-awaited Apple Pay Later financing service will begin rolling out to buyers today. Apple says that it is beginning to invite select users to access a pre-release version of Apple Pay Later, and it'll launch to all eligible users in the United States in the coming months. Apple Pay Later is a new financial service from Apple that allows customers to split purchases into four equal payments across 6 weeks with no fees or interest. The feature will be available anywhere Apple Pay is accepted, in applications, and online. The process begins with a user applying for a loan inside the wallet app on their iPhone. This has no impact to your credit score, but Apple does caution that loan and repayment history may be reported to credit bureaus and impact your credit after a purchase. You can apply for a loan ranging from $50 to $1,000, and once you've been approved, you can then use that loan to check out in an Apple Pay application or online. And once Apple Pay Later is set up for the first time, you can apply for other loans directly in the Apple Pay checkout flow when you're making a purchase. Payments for Apple Pay Later loans are managed through the wallet app. The wallet app will show you the total amount due for all of your existing loans, as well as the total amount due in the next 30 days. Before a payment is due, you'll receive notifications via the wallet app and your email, and you can link a debit card to the wallet application to manage those payments. Finally, Apple emphasizes that there is nothing merchants need to do to implement Apple Pay Later for their customers. When a merchant accepts Apple Pay Later will automatically be an option at checkout, again, with no extra work required for the merchant. To see if you're one of the lucky first people to have access to Apple Pay Later, just head to the wallet app on your iPhone. Meanwhile, Apple has another new service that's now available. The Apple Music Classical application has officially launched via the App Store. Apple Music Classical was first teased by Apple way back in 2021 when it acquired the streaming classical music service Primephonic. At the time, Apple promised to release its own classical music application before the end of 2022, but it missed that deadline. But now you can head to the App Store to download Apple Music Classical on your iPhone. As it stands right now, there is no Apple Music Classical app for the iPad or the Mac or for CarPlay, so the only place you can use it with full optimization is on your iPhone. Finally, Apple has also explained why exactly it made a separate app for classical music. In a support document, the company said, quote, "Classical music is different. It has longer and more detailed titles, multiple artists for each work, and hundreds of recordings of well-known pieces. The Apple Music Classical application is designed to support the complex data structure of classical music," end quote. Apple Music Classical comes at no extra charge for existing Apple Music users, so you just have to download the separate app from the App Store to get started. Rounding out today, Apple has made an acquisition in the artificial intelligence space. Apple has acquired the Mountain View, California-based startup Wave One, which was a company developing AI algorithms for compressing video. Apple itself hasn't confirmed the acquisition, but it was confirmed separately by Wave One executives on LinkedIn. Wave One described itself as building the next generation of compression of digital media, saying that it is leveraging the latest advancements in machine learning to create custom-tailored, context-dependent solutions. One of its primary innovations was something called content-aware video compression and decompression, which can run on the AI accelerators that are built into many phones, including the iPhone. Wave One is a relatively small company and had between 2 and 10 employees and had raised $9 million in funding. There are a number of different ways Apple could incorporate this type of Wave One technology into its own products, ranging from things like iCloud and Photos data management to streaming video and much more. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter or Mastodon at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.